roll, hopeless position. Hadash hoibe hori, tava naam uccha kori, bada dukhe daki bhar bhar. And calculating all these things, we reach to the highest position of disappointment. Then, sometimes, somehow or other, from the core of the heart, oh Lord, I am helpless, save me. I am helpless, I am overpowered in my home. I am in the midst of so many enemies hand of my enemies. No freedom. I am totally under the control of so many enemies in the form of friends within me. Such hopeless position I hold, my Lord. You come without aggression, aggressively. Otherwise, no hope. Even I may not be allowed to make connection with you. Kama dinam kotido kotida apadita. From time immemorial, I am serving all my these masters. But they are not satisfied with my service. I have made me slave, eternal slave. No possibility of getting, of giving any relief to me. Now I find this helpless position, my Lord. If you only come of your own accord and assert yourself in any way, then they will fly away. Otherwise, no chance I have got. Sampatam dabda buddhi, tamayata saranam abhayam mangani yurman. Only little attention of some engagement, if you extend to me, then these will fly in fear of you. Otherwise, I have no. This sort of ascetic prayer from the core of the heart towards the Savior. That is what is necessary for us. Now, Hari Krishna, Govinda, 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 He. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. No more. Yeah, there is no more. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur
Hari Gaur.
Same question always.
Well, I hope not. This is a question I've asked once or twice, but it's I'm asking it for the full explanation. We're encouraging everyone to chant Hare Krishna mantra. Yet we're seeing now there's one quote in Padma Purana that's saying, without proper initiation, the mantra received is without effect. So is it that those without proper connection, they're not getting any benefit from chanting the mantra?
আমরা বিচার করতে পারি যারা কেউ হরিনাম করে দীক্ষ চারা তাহলে কোনো ফল হবে না, সেটা ঠিক কিনা। কিরকম ফল হবে, উনি উনি জানতে চায় কিরকম ফল হবে তার।
Solid progress is not possible, proper progress. It may be something like punya, acquired merit, like good activity, and suddenly, abruptly, it may become or may not Namabhava, and that giving mukti. Up to Namabhava, up to mukti, it may give or may not. That name, that Namakhar, that's the seed without the potency within it. Imitation is like that, without the seed. The medicine is there apparently, but the potency of the medicine is absent. It will be like that. At most, it may produce what is nama-bhāsa. One thing, the proper name, proper name means it is not material. It is not under the jurisdiction of the concocted area, misunderstood area. It has got, it must not have root there in the false imitation. The root must not be there.
Yes.
The root name proper must have to become, have its connection with the infinite proper. One thing. And the next thing, it must be treated properly, that is sevan mode, serving attitude. Not exploiting mode, nor indifferent mode. Serving attitude must be there, and the seed must be proper seed, bona fide. Two things necessary everywhere. Sadhu Sangha, that is also bona fide. We have to differentiate it from the sham, from the apparent. That is from my conception, which is not so. That is the treachery, the hypocrisy we have to avoid. Imitation side, which is not proper, and is going in the name of proper. That is dangerous. We have to avoid that. We have to come in connection with the truth, with the reality, and to deal also really, and not any fashionably, any imitation way. Our dealing with the sincere, true, and we must come in touch with the truth, then the truthful result we may expect. Truth is independent, it is not subservient to anything else. We shall have to come in connection with the truth anyhow. How to get that connection? That is difficult thing, and that is by Sukriti and Sadhu Sangha. So we have to understand the very basic principle of the thing, the fundamental. Then, if we can understand that, all other questions will be solved. We can deduce from that. If we have a general rule in our hand, the particular cases may be dealt according to that. A general fundamental law we must come to be acquainted with. What is what? Bhakta sanjaya. Bhakti can produce bhakti. not never Maya can produce bhakti. Reality can give reality, and not any misrepresentation of reality can give reality, deliver reality in any way. We have to understand that it's very simple, yes. And the fundamental thing. Others will be deduced from that conception. We are in the midst of misconception, and the misconception of any nature cannot give us relief from misconception. Some positive thing must have to come for our rescue. Understand the basic principle. So similar and same questions come.
I think I understand what you're saying
always,
now.
Always similar questions come.
Yes.
Assimilation is necessary.
Yes.
To hear and to assimilate that, to hear properly. As hear with assimilation. Only in the philosophy it has been just a mere sensation, repetition of sensation is not experience. Experience is not repetition of sense, combination of sensation, but some assimilation, then principle on the background, and it receives in a particular way, and puts in a particular way, then it becomes experience. Only sensation, repetition of sensation, cannot be said as experience. Experience means something, some other principle handles those sensations in such a way, and it adjusts in such a way then, the sensations, that they become experience, knowledge. The cluster of sensation is not experience. So, lending the ear is not hearing. The inner man must be there to attain it and to assimilate and to group it, adjust it. In proper place it will keep them. And at the time that it will get from that particular position. All what we hear jumbled together without any discrimination. There is no knowledge. That cannot improve our condition. Here Hegel says, but can't Hegel, not this Locke and Hume. The mere sensation is nothing. The recipient must be inside. And he will accept them properly. Adjust them in their proper way, then it will become knowledge or experience. So inner man must be there to attain. So hearing, seeing everywhere, it is the inner man who receives the sensations and adjust them in such a way that he can use them properly in future, and that is knowledge. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. And Bhagavad Gita, we find assimilation unique. So many things of different types. They are adjusted in such a way, it is a unique thing, Bhagavad Gita. Karma, vikarma, gyan, yog, many things, devotion, many things, that are properly adjusted. Not any other books we find where everything has been adjusted in such a way. With the exception of Bhagavata.
Maharaj, does that refer to this three types of rati, the sadharaniya rati? Is that more or less the same thing? Sadharaniya rati.
Sadharani?
Sadharaniya rati.
Special, yes. Sadharani general, common. And then specific, specified. General attraction towards God. Then attraction will take form of particular rasa. Santa, dasya, sukha, vatsalya, madhura. And there are also subdivision. Asadharana, vishesha. Sadharana, vishesha. Vaishishta. The developed condition. Sadharana, general. And then particular, rasa. Well, particular rasa. In that rasa, particular, so many groups. Divided into many departments, and to be specialized in one department. Specialist.
That is Samanjusa. Samanjusa.
Manjusa.
No, Samanjusa.
Samanjusa. Samanjasa, samanjasya, samanjasattam vidhoyate, harmonized. Many in one, organized. All accommodating, all adjusting. As Guru Maharaj prefers to add, religion is proper adjustment. Adjustment to the extreme. General adjustment, then particularized. And it goes to the extreme. Divided into different departments. Like a government. Hare Krishna. Nidhai, Nidhai, Nidhai.
Someone may ask, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find that the gopis of Vrindavan, at one point, when they were very, very eager to have darshan of Krishna, they were unable because their husbands kept them within their houses. At that time, some of them left their bodies.
At that time?
They seemed, mani deyatag kora hoiche. Deyatag. So, someone may ask, they are eternal associates of Krishna, how is it possible that they left behind these supposed, seemingly bodies?
That is so. That aspect. That's the real aspect of the gopi. The relationship with Krishna and the other aspect is so kastasya kanchirava. That's the real. We represent a thing which is not in a picture. In a picture I may show the Himalaya here. But it is not real Himalaya. So in the case of the gopis, that husband life, that life is like a picture. Kasthasya kanchirava, it has been written by Das Goswami. Kasthasya. Just as a doll made by the wooden doll. Kasthasya. Kastha means wood. Kanchirava, a particular type of bird which can cry aloud. Kanchirava. Something like so. It is arranged by Yogamaya. That sort of stage. Theatrical stage is built to enhance the attraction towards Krishna. It is to the extreme, attraction to the extreme for the gopis, it is already extreme. Again, to enhance that, this policy has been adopted by Yogamaya. That there is outer demand on them. Some, it is designed outer demand. They won't allow them to be united with Krishna. Some concocted demand. There is a wholesale whole family is like that. This parokya bhava. Local demand, something. And the attraction for the universal. Universal life, the real attraction. And the local is futile, just putting some demand on them, but can't do anything ultimately. They are futile. But it has been arranged to enhance their quality of love.
mentions that when they're
just as a boy, may be offered. Do you like the lap of your mother or this doll? A doll is given to the boy. Take this doll. But you want to go to the lap of your mother. What do you want? You want to dismiss the ball and go to the particular temptation on the opposite side, to enhance. Boy likes to as a real clever boy, but no, I don't want the dog. I want the food. I want mother's lap, affection, not dog. So some test is given on this, to judge the quality and increase the affinity. Even dismissing these demands of moral, religious and social status at risk, unknowingly praying towards Krishna, spontaneous, unknowingly, unconscious flow towards Krishna, to prove that these tastes are put before them. There was an instance that German Kaiser, his mother was a British lady, royal family of British. The Kaiser, who was the cause of the First Great War in Germany, he went to his maternal house, and there, with his cousin, some boys fighting, and some strike came on his nose, Kaiser's nose, and blood oozing, falling down. Then Kaiser is supposed to tell, let the British blood fly away from my body. He was so German in his ego, that the British blood fall away. So let the all other shackles, even including this body, which has come from such society, let it go. My soul says, I am spirit, I am a German, I am Krishna's, I know nothing. I can't leave Krishna at any cost. Whatever belongs to you, think, you keep it, I shall go. That sort of spirit, spirit selection, unity, the oneness, that has been shown to us. Different types of Krishna attraction. Krishna attracts the whole universe, everything, all the atoms are attracted by him. But there is differentiation, distinction. All atoms are not equally attracted. His attraction is on the whole sweet. But there is differentiation in the sweetness, the degree. All of not same type. Gradation is there. And it goes up to such a mark that denying the very existence of them, so much attraction feels within. He knows his own existence, his own ego. Such is possible also. Such attraction is possible. The very gist is being attracted, the form eliminated. Just as one, when swimming and feels danger, he gives the dress. And with naked body he wants to swim. Something like. Mayavadis comes here, wants to intrude into. No so ramano na hamo ramoni. Dhumunga pesala ki jani. Unconscious of their physical existence, they feel attracted towards Krishna. The Mayavadi comes, you see, all forms are gone and they are one in substance. But when it again comes out in different motives, it is going, entering and coming out, entering, coming out. The lila continues. Hare Krishna. That is in the highest stage, highest intensity in Radharani. She surpasses all in that sort of attraction and feeling. And in the highest stage of unity becomes Mahaprabhu. And that hint is given in the last sloka of Raya Ramananda. Pahili rāgo nāyana bhaṅge bhela anudhina bārala avadhina pela no so ramano nāhamo ramani dhūka madhya jīmukhe pēśala jāni pēśava te kahini vichurala kānu hena jāni. That was composed by Ramananda himself. And in the last stage, that was delivered when inquired by Mahaprabhu. Any further development in the Leela, then Ramananda told, I have got one thing in my mind, but I don't know whether you will relish it or not. I have composed one poem to that effect. You hear it when he was delivering that poem of his own. Mahaprabhu put his hand on his face. No further. They're hitting him combined. Both combined forgets everything. Madly seeking after himself. In the mood of the potency. And Mahaprabhu was caught red-handed there. And he opposed, no. Not to give vent to this idea. Not to be spoken, yet it is spoken. Devotees feel like that here.
Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Rasaraj Mahabhav Duye Kolu. Dekhi Ramananda Hoyelo Anande Murchite. Dharite Na Pare Deho Porilo Bhumite. Ramananda could not stand. Fainted. Fell on this. Unconscious on the ground. Mahaprabhu touched him by his magical hand and again brought him to consciousness. Ramananda found the sannyasi is sitting there indifferent. Then the sannyasi told, am I go to the now? Take leave of you? Mechanically, yes, you must take leave. Mahaprabhu went. Ramananda stuck dumb, sat there long time. Hari, Nirai Gaur Hari Bol, Nirai Gaur Hari Bol. Who is there?
Ami Makunda Mahabhav.
No, no. Beautiful.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Maybe about 3 or 4 years ago I had to ask you about my Guru Maharaj's identity according to your, you know, particular bija, what you thought his particular identity may be in the spiritual world. You gave a general analysis. So I also wanted to ask you, I don't know if you will answer, but I also wanted to ask you the same thing about Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj.
Krishnadas Maharaj, he openly had discourse with me. I know everything I hear, but my particular attraction towards Sukha Rasa, I like it most. It was plainly. I have had all these things of different stages, different quality, but my special liking is in Sukha Rasa, he told. But our Swami Maharaj, whatever I found from his that letter.
Yes.
The letter I found on the, when he was going towards America for propaganda, he has given his own internal aspiration that help me to finish my duty here as ordered by my Gurudev Radharani, who is very favorite to you, to help me in discharge of my duties given to me by him, who is your very most favorite. And after that we shall have our natural pastures in Vrindavan. Such and such way, as he has expressed. From there I trace that he is there in his natural service. He relishes that sort of service. That is my finding from that letter. Before this I did not have any clue in any talk with him. Hare Krishna. Of course I have not gone through the portion where he has translated the Madhur Rasa affairs in Bhagavatam. But still, this is, was sufficient for me to guess, to understand his innate aspiration in that line. That is from common, as he was told, sadharani, general attraction, then assimilation in different departments, general recruitment, and then examination by the specialist, and the particular departments are given to particular persons. He will shine in that after general recruitment, general test, and then special test. Gaurhuri, Nidhai Gaurhuri.
This Arup Mishra, did he mention anything about his house in Calcutta?
Huh?
Arup Mishra.
Relax. Maybe. I have no idea. But less than 2 lakhs. Current comes down from that side to embrace, then he can on the is sin to do that. That is superior quality. Cannot be caught by the lower quality. The acceptance from that side and unavailable for this gross side. Blessed. Hare Krishna. Very possible it may. But may not be in our life. There are many, if he attended for this, they might have been successful. It is my opinion, but they did not care at all for that. This Kunja Babu, he founded the mutt there in the beginning, Mayapur Tirtha Maharaj. But he did not care to acquire that land. He went to South Calcutta, constructed one research, Chaitanya Research Institute there, for preaching purpose. That was educated quarter, and he selected that locality.